Microsoft Teams is helping a bicycle company reinvent the way that they work.
We make bicycles for everyday riders. Once the pandemic hit, we started doing virtual visits.
All of a sudden, we could open up our showroom to customers around the world.
Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews is not expected to play on Tuesday. Andrews is currently on the reserve COVID-19 list. Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not play a snap in Sunday's game against the Broncos. Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins secured 5 of 7 targets for 56 yards in the Bengals' 19-7 loss to the Dolphins, but he tweaked his hamstring while leaping over a defender at the end of the game. Rams running back Daryl Henderson hurt his knee in Sunday's game against the Cardinals. The Monday Night Football doubleheader kicks off with the football team facing off against the Steelers as a 7-point underdog. The Steelers are playing after just playing against the Ravens back on Wednesday. They'll be facing off against Antonio Gibson and Terry McLaurin, who have been having sneaky good years. Big Ben looks to be a DFS fade this week as Washington is second in passing yards per game allowed. Monday Night Football wraps up with a pick'em matchup with the Bills and Niners in Arizona. The Bills have won 4 of their last 5 games, while they've averaged better than 31 points a game over their last 4. The Niners upset the Rams last week to move to 5-6, which keeps them within the playoff picture. Nick Mullins has a 4-4 touchdown to interception ratio over his last 4 games and threw for over 250 yards last week. The total for this one is set at 47.5. For DFS picks, we look at Andrew Laird's Monday Night Football DFS breakdown article on rotowire.com/pod. Big Ben is the second most expensive quarterback on DraftKings and FanDuel, but it seems likely that he'll be a popular pick due to some fairly loose pricing and the fact that his team has the highest implied total. He's averaging over 44 pass attempts per game over his last 6, including 46.3 over his last 4. The matchup isn't great against the football team, who have allowed 1 or 0 passing touchdowns in 5 of their last 6, but Big Ben's volume and stackability with his receivers will likely make him popular. Also in the mix at the position is Josh Allen, who faces the Niners that have allowed the 11th fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this season. Running back picks are Benny Snell and Raheem Mostert. You would think Antonio Gibson would be the go-to guy here, but Gibson will face off against the Steelers' defense that has allowed the 2nd fewest fantasy points to running backs this season, and it only makes matters worse that he's a 6.5-point underdog because he loses a decent amount of passing work to J.D. McKissick. For Snell, he's facing a Washington team that's given up over 100 yards rushing to running backs in Week 9 and Week 10 before holding the Bengals and Cowboys to under 50 yards. Mostert has the best matchup, and he's against the Bills defense that has allowed the 9th most fantasy points to running backs, including the 8th highest yards per carry allowed. The top tight end target is Eric Ebron. Ebron is the most expensive but remains a solid option as a one-off or as part of a Steelers stack since he's cheaper than their wide receivers. He scored touchdowns in 3 of 4 games before getting 11 targets last week, and he now faces a football team defense that's allowed the 13th most fantasy points to tight ends. The top wideout picks are Deontay Johnson and Stephon Diggs. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.